Hey, I'm Ashley Knight,
and I'm Megan Jackson. Welcome to Messy Masterpieces,
where the houses are messy, and so are our lives, but we're still His masterpieces
and works in progress.
You have been broken, your innocence.
A literal, just quick Facebook conversation about how our kids were kind of hanging out on video games turned into, hey, my blog's doing pretty well. Yeah, so is mine. And now here we are.
Pretending like we know what we're doing.
I know.
On a podcast.
Yeah. A quick meeting at your studio led to here we are. Yeah. And thanks to Marty and all his advice on how in the world to get this in MP3 format so that we could.
Shout out to Tattoos and Jesus podcast.
Who sat down with us at his dining room table while children ran rampant and tried to explain this process to us.
So we're navigating very messily. Is that a word, messily?
Yes.
You're
my teacher brain
should...
says we change the Y to I and add L-Y. So I think it's a word. I think it's right.
I like it. Messily.
It's been 5 years since I've taught children. So we're just going to say it's a word.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah. And the name, let's talk about the name a little bit.
Okay.
So we started out simply Jesus because we wanted people to know that no matter what we talked about, it was always going to circle back to the fact that, you know, Jesus saved us and He walks with us every day and even in the mundane. And then it changed. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Well, I mean, I kind of feel like we both have a little bit of a kind of artistic side to us, me on the painting and, you know, that side, but you on the photography side. So I just immediately masterpiece came into mind, and we both have said the word messy so many times that it just fit to be messy masterpiece. You know, that's kind of sums up our lives, I think, a little bit. So
it does. And in talking about our lives together, you know, we did talk about how messy the progress up to where we are now was, you know, how we thought the path was going one way and He took us a totally different direction, and how when we thought maybe we were climbing the mountain, we wound up in the valley yet again, and things just didn't quite seem like we thought they should, but the means to the end was a beautiful one, you know, and I think that's part of the messiness too.
Yeah, our logo. Yeah, we're doing big things, Megan. I mean, I don't know. We're pretending like we're doing big things.
Well, you know, it's okay. We just say Jesus leads us, and if it becomes big, it's big, and if it's small, that's okay too.
Yes, but I think, I mean, the biggest thing to me is, I mean, you blog and I blog from, you know, I like to do Bible journaling just from an artsy side. I got started doing that probably, gosh, it's probably been 5 or 6 years ago. And then you write too. And so I think coming from a standpoint of just even looking at writing as an art, and, you know, so it all kind of comes back to this, the big picture of just sharing Jesus any way we can. And this is just another avenue with technology to share Jesus and let people see Him and let Him get the glory for the mess that we sometimes make of His masterpiece, I think.
Yes, and to let other people know that it's okay to be messy, that life is not cut and dry.
That's right, yeah.
That our houses are messy and our lives are messy, and those people have it all together.
Yeah, and I got the messy bun today to go with it, you know? So well,
you should see my desk. I'm at work. It's like disgusting. So we won't go there with the mess. And my car, I'm scared to drop my kids off at school because when they open the sliding door, all the junk's gonna roll out. I've been like, honey, you take them to school this morning.
You can't even see the floor where I'm at right now. And my husband came up here the other day to look for some like tape, and he's like, I don't even know how you work in this. I don't even know how you function in this mess, but it's my organized chaos, I say.
It's the right brain mess.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm currently eating York peppermint patties that are all smushed, that's been here a while, and drinking leftover orange juice from Bojangles drive-thru. It's a great day. Great day.
We had 2 Krispy Kreme donuts this morning, so. And I'm drinking Mr. Pibb, so we're super healthy too.
Oh, yeah. We're living our best life today. Our best life.
But I think our end goal is just to make women feel like whatever they're going through or whatever their house looks like or anything, that it's okay.
Exactly.
They're loved.
Yes. Hold on. My husband is literally calling my phone right now on this Zoom meeting. Sorry. Like, this is my life. M-E-S-S-Y. It's just going to have to ring. I don't know if it cuts us off on audio or whatever.
You're good.
Oh, okay, good. We're good. Might have to edit that out. Maybe, you know, just leave it. Proves the point. But yeah, I think it's just learning that, because I think we've got this society of, oh, well, you know, it's a Facebook highlight reel. Everything's perfect. We only show the good side of life and we don't show the bad, because if we show the bad, then it makes us look like less of a Christian, or it makes us look like I don't have my life together when my next door neighbor is so put together and got everything going for her. And really she doesn't. She's just showing you her highlight reel. And I'm not about showing the highlight reel. I like the real life, because that's where you reach people's real everyday life.
Yeah. And some transparency, you know, I've read your drawing from his word multiple times, and it's always about something real. And it's about something, I mean, I read about okra this morning, about your kid not watering the garden, you know, and there are, you know, that's part of what being his child is. Sometimes we don't tend to what we need to tend to. And sometimes he pulls us by our bootstraps out of the mire that we've gotten ourselves into. And that's mostly what my blog has been about, is about, you know, how I was so grateful to still have my children after everything I went through, and about how they helped to pull me out of the depths, you know. And I tried very hard not to be flowery and to be very, very real, because I felt like that's what other women needed. And you do the same thing, you know, and you write pretty much every day, don't you?
I try. Yeah,
really close to every day. And that gives everybody a piece of hope for that day, you know, that, okay, well, my life doesn't look like that exactly, but I can learn something from what I'm reading. And I hope that's what's going to happen here.
Right. And that, me too. And I feel like you and I both write from the standpoint of, this has happened to us, but you can find Jesus in every little thing that you do in life. There's always, you know, because he is part of us through the Holy Spirit. He lives and resides within us. And, you know, he's with us every day, every step of the way. And we forget that. So I like finding Jesus in the small things in life and the things that we sometimes take for granted. He's right there with us. Just, you know, I've shared before about just wanting a particular colored chair. And I love how you share about your feathers, you know, through your son. And like, I really just wanted a particularly colored chair that to go in my office when we moved a year ago. And I just kept, like, I was like, man, I want this chair. We went out looking everywhere, and my church ended up having this yard sale, and literally walked in that Wednesday night, because they do like a little preview, you know, you can go in and kind of see what they have at the yard sale, and walked in, and there was this hot pink chair, office chair, sitting there. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. I had been looking all day, and like, I just kept praying, you know, oh Lord, I'm going to find me this hot pink chair, which is not very common to find a hot pink chair, you know. And it was literally sitting in my church waiting on me, and I paid $5 for it versus paying, you know, $100 for it online or whatever. And it's just those little things in life that we take for granted, that we don't, Jesus cares about the little things. The Lord cares about the small things and the big things. So we can pray about cancer, and we can pray about all this big stuff in life, which it is important, but he wants to be involved in every little detail of our life and every little aspect. And I think we forget that and we miss that. And I think that's where you and I both come together and we write about that, because you share just you and I share those same little pieces of our lives that are intertwined so much with God. So,
and the bad thing is, I mean, the crazy thing is that the ugly pieces is sometimes what we choose to share, because people need to know that things aren't, I mean, being a Christian is not about walking this lighted path that's flat and straight. It's about not knowing what's ahead and about being okay.
Right.
It's about trust and it's about faith.
And I think it's cool too, that like you and I weren't like best friends that have grown up together and we've known, I mean, you were my kid's teacher many years ago, but it's not like we've we come from different paths, but we have similar circumstances, but from the sense of, it's not like we've known each other our whole lives, you know? So we're I think it's weird that we're kind of two people from different avenues coming together. So I think that's going to be cool for viewers, or, well, not viewers, because I don't watch a podcast. You know what I mean? Listeners to hear from the aspect of, you know, oh, we're not, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but we're not like besties that got together and we're like, oh gosh, you know, we're going to do a podcast, you know? So I think that's going to be really cool that it wasn't something, I feel like God put it together, and it's not something that's just, you even said, you're like, I've been praying about this, and I had been praying about it too. And I was just like, I'm not the techie person. Like, I paint, I suck at math. I suck at techie stuff. I pick up a paintbrush every day. So I was like, I just don't understand the technical side of it. And so when I messaged you that day, just on a whim, I was like, we should do a podcast together. And you were like, oh my gosh, yes, we should. I'm like, And then you were like, oh, I know how to do all this stuff. I was like, this is a total God thing, because you're taking the side of the part that I had no clue about, and you know all about it. So I'm excited. I think God's going to do some great things through it. So.
He is, because I think that our goal is the same, of just helping women see beauty in the mundane. One of my blogs was about, I labeled it my laundry prayer, and it was about me folding laundry one night. And as I folded whatever piece of clothing I was folding, whatever child it belonged to, I prayed over them in that moment of, you know, you hate laundry. Tell me you hate laundry. Or am I the only person that just had rather?
Listen, I hate laundry. I hate laundry, cooking, cleaning.
Yes.
If I was rich, first thing I'd do is I'd hire a driver, and I'd hire somebody to clean my house. So I feel you, girl. I feel you.
Well, and so in that night, in that moment, I just took the time. It was something I didn't want to do. I was a single mom. My three kids were asleep in my bed. I got booted to the couch, and I just thought about how grateful I was that they were there to be in my bed, and that, you know, they were saving me in that moment. And, you know, just being able to fold their laundry for them, and it being clean for them, and to be able to pray over them. And that's what I want other women to see, is there is so much beauty in the mundane, because He gives us those mundane things as a gift.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And two, we can kind of use that as a little segue into what we're going to talk about. We've put it out there on our Facebook page for people to write in what they would like us to talk about, because I think that's important to get people involved. And the first one that we're going to talk about is showing grace when you don't want to. You know, I think we kind of titled it showing grace when you want to punch them in the face. But so I'm excited about that, and just talking through that, because I've had a lot of people that in person have said, I'm excited to hear that, because I want to know, like, how to do that. So I've been trying to study and kind of look at what God's word says, but, you know, how hard is it to show grace when, you know, you really do want to punch somebody in the face? So
especially when if somebody has affected your life circumstances. We don't like people inside of our circle messing in our business. And that's when that grace is extra hard to show. And so I think women feel that on a deeper level than men do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like other people in our business. We don't want anybody touching our children. We don't, you know, there's a lot of things that we're nurturers. And so it's harder for us to extend grace when someone breaks trust with us, or when someone doesn't do what we feel like is the Christ-like thing to do. So I feel like this topic will be big for women, especially because we do have a harder time extending grace when we've been hurt.
Yes, I agree. Well, I'm excited for what God's going to do. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun too. I think we'll get to do some fun stuff, and well, there'll be some laughter. There may be some tears, but I'm excited for what God's going to do through it. So, yay. This is cool. We're on the internet. We're on the internet.
And we need to remind people that the first one drops.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It'll be what, Wednesday?
Yep. It'll be Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Yes. Wednesday night.
We'll try to drop it around 9.
Yeah, that's our goal. Our goal is yesterday, but you know, we're trying.
When you've got multiple, I mean, when you've got five boys between the two of you, you just do the best you can.
That's all you can do. Yes. Between ball games. And I mean, I made hamburger helper last night. It was phenomenal. Best hamburger helper I've had in a while. It was great. You know,
I made hamburgers with homemade chili. That's about as gourmet as I get.
Listen, I make a mean hamburger helper. I'm telling you what, tonight is probably going to be like potato soup or spaghetti. You know, I pull out the gourmet meals. I really do. I'm very proud of myself. I'm a pretty good cook.
I'm not. You can claim it. I'm not claiming it.
I'm being facetious. I'm really not. But my husband's in the kitchen. He's like, don't do that. Don't do that. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Leave me alone. He's a better cook than I am. I'm not good at it. So,
well, mine's cooking tonight for the first time. So we'll see what it is.
Woohoo! Yes.
What do you mean? So I don't care.
What do you mean?
It's edible. Okay. He says his chili beans are better than mine, but he's never had mine. He says he makes the best ones. So he's making them tonight. And then if I don't feel like they're as good as mine, I'm making mine tomorrow night. If I feel like they're better, I'm dropping the subject because we don't. Yeah. Dropping the subject.
They're good. Just say, babe, these are great. And just eat them and just be like, these are great. We'll eat mine later, you know, and then from now on, just let him cook the chili beans, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. But if they're not, then we'll be having chili beans again tomorrow because I have to prove my point.
Well, if they're good, just save me some, you know, drop them off by the house on the way. I like some chili beans, cornbread, chili beans. It's great. Yes.
Well, I guess that's what we're doing. All right, girl. Well,
all right. I'm excited for our first, this is kind of technically our first one, but you know, we're getting our feet wet with this whole podcast stuff. But we're going to do great. It's going to be fun. Yeah. I'm excited.
All right. Well, Wednesday night.
All right. Don't forget Wednesday night. I mean, you're better at it than me. Cause I normally, you know, I'm a little squirrely. So you better text me, girl, and be like, don't forget.
We're going live Wednesday night at 9:00.
We're going live. All right. Well, have a good afternoon.
You too.
All right.
Bye.